This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. The tragedy in the Netherlands involving the slipping of drugs into one woman's coffee so a lethal dose could be administered without resistance is beginning to rouse public interest in that country's practice of active euthanasia for the elderly and infirm. One press outlet is highlighting the deceptive nature of using drugged food or drink to overcome resistance. The woman had clearly said, "I don't want to die," in the days before her death. Assisted suicide is now free to target the poor or elderly in D.C., with the U.S. Senate bogged down with Democrat efforts to embarrass our new president. Congress failed to engage oversight of the District of Columbia and allowed city legislation to go into effect. A bill to do that did pass the House. Six U.S. jurisdictions now allow early death with assistance. This is Life News Radio. Persecution around the world has manifested itself through the centuries, but it is worse today than ever before. Aid to the Church in Need and its donors have been there to help since 1947, never abandoning the Church or her most vulnerable children. Will you stand up for your faith and accompany our brothers and sisters on their spiritual journey? Visit churchinneed.org. churchinneed.org. The lady used by attorneys to create the Roe v. Wade case that decriminalized abortion was Norma McCorvey, who died Saturday in Texas. Those attorneys called Norma horrible names as she became a pro-life Christian. All Norma would do is describe them as being not nice in their dealings with her. And Norma was always saying that she prays for them. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.